Morningstar, Indeed. January 18, 2022, by Justice Anna Vaughn writes, Big Lake, Alaska. There are numerous passages in the Bible that mention the morning star, Venus. Here are the four that matter in context. Isaiah 14:12, How you have fallen from heaven, O star of the morning, son of the dawn. You have been cut down to the earth, you who have weakened the nations. 2 Peter 1:19, So we have the prophetic word made more sure, to which you do well to pay attention as to a lamp shining in a dark place, until the day dawns and the morning star arises in your hearts. Revelation 22:16, I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify to you these things for the churches. I am the root and the descendant of David, the bright morning star. Revelation 2:28, And I will give him the morning star. So, Satan is the son of the morning star, and Jesus, in the vision of Revelation, proclaims that either he or King David is the bright morning star. Difficult to tell which, isn't it? If King David is the bright morning star and Jesus is the son, descendant, of King David, what does that make Jesus, but the son of the morning star? Lucifer. The text also claims that Jesus is both the root and the offspring of David, the Alpha and Omega of the Davidic bloodline, that is, both the source of the lineage and its ultimate end. What if Revelation is just a big pile of horse hooey tacked onto the end of the book to create a program, like a computer program, in our minds and our expectations? A venal self-fulfilling prophecy brought on by ingesting too much viper venom? The Jesus, or as I call him, Joshua, that captured my heart has no truck with Lucifer, doesn't glorify evil, doesn't teach destruction, and doesn't offer bribes. I don't recognize the Jesus of Revelation, and all I see driving the present apocalypse is the natural unraveling of a lot of rather self-evident lies, which are yielding to logic and inquiry by hundreds of thousands of people who are now looking at things with new eyes. It's apparent that a well-orchestrated and well-funded effort is being made by the criminals to create a do-it-yourself fulfillment of Revelation, but if this circumstance were dictated by the Creator, then it would simply happen as rain falls and the sun shines. It would not have to be contrived or brought into existence and engineered by human calculation, Bill Gates, Lord Pirbright, and a crooked patent office. It is also apparent that although a lot of people are fuming at me for discussing the problem of centering the Christian faith around a pagan anointment ceremony, nobody is addressing the problem I brought forward. Explain to me why an act of anointment by a former prostitute results in the universal practice of calling Joshua the Christ and calling his followers Christians? Who among you in any Christian church knew that this anointment was the centerpiece of your faith? And you think you haven't been deceived? Who told you that a baptismal certificate would promote a claim to own your soul and allow your soul to be bought, sold, and traded on a black market supervised by witches and warlocks? Who decided to make your church, your fellowship of believers, into a commercial operation, without telling you? I have no intention of taking on church reform in addition to restoring the form of government we are owed. My position is what it has always been, that this is a Catholic problem and Catholics must solve it. As for me, I shall never call myself a Christian again and I shall never join any Christian church again. I recall my innocent acceptance of communion, a barely veiled act of ritual cannibalism, with embarrassment and shame. I admit that I was duped. But no more. For me, the race is won and everything has come full circle, all the way back to the Garden of Eden. We chose to know both good and evil. We put ourselves in the devil's dominion. And now that we have learned our lessons, we are free to come home again. Just as we are free to come home to the land and soil, and as we are free to populate our lawful government. Ours is a separate dominion. Let the serpents fight it out among themselves, for all the good it will do them. Pay them and their endless wars and deceptions and distractions no mind. Let them trample their way to perdition unobstructed and keep your hearts and minds centered in love and health and joy and truth forevermore.